Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 296 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. I've got some really good stuff this week, a few requests in, a couple of new things. Some of the bands include this week Cadaver, Hypocrisy, Faster Pussycat. But to kick things off, here's Whiplash with Warmonger.
We'll be right back.
Things off in nice style around Whiplash with Warmonger from the Power and Pain album, first heard on Speed Kills 2, I believe. Yes, quick checker, was Speed Kills 2, first track, side 2. Get that album if you don't have it. The Three Tonys, still going strong, supported Napalm Death last year around the UK. And following that was a new release from Heathen, a cover of Iron Maiden's The Prisoner from Number of the Beast, obviously, and song Maiden Dusted Down for the future past her, which was nice to hear. So moving swiftly along, Rock Goddess, a band that released two albums and then it just all went horribly wrong, bad management decisions and all the rest of it. Had some great tracks, got lucky enough to see them and meet them and Keep It True a load of years ago there. This is a track from their debut called Satisfied Then Crucified.
Yeah.
keeping all things UK, that was Grim Reaper with See You in Hell from the See You in Hell album. That album's pretty good. Second one, not so great, you know, but quite a legacy. Steve Grimmett left behind, and after his health battles just before he died and whatnot, he soldiered on there. So next up, been digging through the old death metal albums. The Cadaver, one from Earache, a band that don't really talked about that much. One that got sort of got sucked up, the Morbid Angels and all were all around them, and they just struggled to sort of be heard, but really well worth checking out. This is a track called Into the Outside from the In Pains album.
We'll be right back.
Following Cadaver, the first request tonight been from Christopher Osborne. That was Sinister with Doom from Cross the Styx album from 1992. They have now 14 albums behind them. Come from the Netherlands, one of the bands that get talked about with high reverence, but you never really hear about them in the mainstream sort of death metal chat. But a great band. If you like death metal, go and check out their back catalogue. So the big excitement last week was the fact that Kiss had released the Destroys Anaheim 1976 live album. It was a bootleg for years, so many versions, all good, some good, some bad, videos, all the rest of it. But now they've sold the catalogue to Universal, I think it is. They put out this nice package, booklet, all the rest, poster. And it sounds amazing. It was released nearly 50 years today. It was one day off, but and mine took the guts of a week to kill. I was really disappointed with that, but I got it and it sounds marvellous. And I'm going to play King of the Nighttime World from Destroys Anaheim 1976.
Far from the city, and the midnight fog, it's so bad. Going to school, so far from
Whilst we're still in 1976 and a close connection to Kiss was Rush. They toured with Kiss around this time as well, 75, 76, and that was Bastille Day from All the World's a Stage, their live album from 76, recorded in the Massey Hall in Toronto, and Rush are back out on tour, which is lovely to see. I'm looking forward to seeing them early next year. So another band that I've seen a couple of times last year, and it was always great to see, and hadn't been about in a while, was Hypocrisy. And this is a track from their, I think it's their second album, Penetralia. And this one's called Take the Throne. We'll be right back. throwing in a wee cover there from Canadian punks The Accused, and that was Barracuda, a cover of the Heart track from their album Hymns for the Deranged, which has some of their own tracks, a couple of covers, and then a B-side of live tracks, which is rough as guts. It sounds like a tape deck in a corner. The dude called Sweat by Thin Lizzy and Highway Star, which aren't great, but you know, it's well worth checking out if you fancy hearing something that rough. So next up, a couple of bands that are playing over the next week or so in Belfast, next week, 2 weeks. First up's Enough's Enough. They're playing a Voodoo Wednesday the 9th, I believe. And this is a track called Fly High Michelle from Enough's Enough from 1989.
In the morning, still sitting in park.
And following us enough, their other Hairspray brothers, Faster Pussycat, will be in town a few days later with Lorraine Lewis and Femme Fatale in the Empire Sunday afternoon gig. And that was a track called Don't Change That Song. Famously went out and toured with Guns N' Roses 87, 88 in the UK, and by all accounts were better than Guns N' Roses, but see what happened there. But anyway, we'll maybe see a couple of them gigs. So next up, a couple of requests back to back. A new one from a band called Fen. It's a track called Abysmal Plane from their latest album, Morning Earth, which was just recently released. So check this out. We'll be right back. and following Fenn, that was In the Woods with a misrepresentation of I from Otra from 2025. That band I do like. I've got a couple of their albums and they took a long, long time to get into. But when I got into them, they really stick with you and they will stay with you. And I haven't really fully digested this one yet, and I think this one will stay the distance as well. So to finish off, Neurosis have started confirming dates in Europe. First one is at the Arctangent Festival, but I've seen the hack of the rest of the lineup. It'll be a long couple of days, and by all accounts, it's a chilled vibe, which rings alarm bells all over the place. And the other one's Roadburn, two nights at Roadburn. Again, it's lineup's just probably going to be just who are these people they're playing. But if they're playing two nights, but if they've got two nights back to back, I might just go for it. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, we're going to go back to the early 2000s when Neurosis done a collaboration with Jarbo, X of Swans, who's got about 300 albums as well. Very weird music. It's not everyday listening. And this is a track called Within. I've seen them do this with her in London back in 2002, 2003. Winter's night, no hotel room, travelling around in buses to stay warm. All great fun when you're in your 20s, but there we go. But anyway, this is Neurosis and Jarbo. So until next time, look after yourselves.
Yeah. Again.